America Weekend.
The first time we met, she propositioned me. She seemed so sure.
I was sure. It was so shy and mysterious. That's something you'd like to tell me.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film The Danish Girl.
The beguiling Alicia Vikander won Best Supporting Actress at this year's Academy Awards ceremony, and she's terrific in Tom Hooper's The Danish Girl. One issue, though, she's really a lead performance. Yes, Best Actor nominated Eddie Redmayne is the title character, who goes to an experimental stage sexual reassignment surgery, but Miss Vikander appears in the film just as much as he does. No matter, I guess, Oscar has been guilty of this type of thing many times before, and both exceptional leads are the reasons to see this film. It's too bad the movie itself is such a mediocrity. Mr. Hooper, so lauded for his fine direction of The King's Speech few years back, is not in top form here. The Danish Girl looks pretty, but fails to take any artistic risks. So by remaining ever so tasteful, the feature becomes a two-hour exercise in high-gloss prancing. And both Redmayne and Vikander deserve much better. You can also blame Lucinda Coxon's nothing special screenplay. Instead of a precise touch, this story about husband and wife artists brushes with very broad strokes and contains an embarrassingly inept closing shot. The Danish Girl gets a final C grade from me for painting by the numbers. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's long-form reviews at his terrific website, reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com. And as always, Mark, we'll be back next week. To anti-back or not to anti-back? That is the clean, hygienic question. All right, I know, I'm really just butchering Shakespeare, but it's an important thing. Do you use those antibacterial cleansers? I do. Maybe I've become a slave to them. Right now in my pocket, I have a tiny little bottle of, it's a store brand. Came out of a local supermarket. You know, the big one is Purell. This is the store brand. Still works. It's lemon scent because I need to smell good. And it kills 99.99% of germs. That 0.01% must be a real pain in the neck to get a hold of. But anyway, so do you use these things? Have you heard some of these studies? Oh, you can't use them. No, because you're going to create this super bug, which will be like Godzilla back in the 430 movie when you were 10 years old, and it will take over the world. I like being clean. Don't know about you. I have one in my car, the big one, you know, with the pump. Put it right there in the cup holder. So if I use an ATM, if I touch money, I clean my hands. Why wouldn't I want to clean my hands? Isn't it amazing? I know somebody who is sick often through the cold and flu season. This person will purchase food, fast food, delivered food, whatever, and will touch money, and then will literally just go from touching the money to opening the sandwich, touching it, and eating it. Let's think for a moment, folks. Think of money. Think of dollar bills. Think of all the places that money has been before it came to you. And there, too. That's right. It's quite unpleasant, and there it is in your hand. Change. Do you know where change has been? Coins. The back of drawers for 19 years. Inside pockets of clothing that hasn't been washed probably in 5 weeks. And where is the pocket of a pair of pants located? That's right. See what I mean, folks? So you need to be clean out there. Call me crazy, but when we pack our son's lunch for school every day and he goes with his sandwich and his juice box and the whole thing and his little thing of grapes, he also has a little antibacterial dispenser and he has a antibacterial wipe and a little baggie so he can properly clean himself. And here's why, folks. He'll touch, thousands of things and surfaces in schools every day. And he often tells us the story about his classmates, many of whom that go into the bathroom. They take care of business, either the minor business or, the major business, and they don't wash. I think it's a good idea to try to stay as clean as you can. Because when you really start to think about all of the surfaces out there, whenever it's ratings time, they don't do it as much as they did. But back in the heyday of 2020 and Dateline NBC and CBS tried one every 4 weeks. They all failed. But they were trying too. They would go out and they would swab ATM machines. and the handrails on escalators and the buttons on elevators and payphones when we used to have payphones. And then they would analyze what was there, and they would find pretty much every dreaded disease known to mankind and all kinds of things that you wouldn't want to touch. And then that's what gets me. Somebody will go, use an ATM, hold a handrail on an escalator, go up to the top level of the mall, take out some money, pay for it, and get this delicious-looking sandwich, and then just touch it with those contaminated hands and eat it and send all those germs right down the hatch, headed to the old stomach. Then if you wonder why you're sluggish and you're sick all the time, that could be why. So the question, to anti-bac or not to anti-bac? The answer, as far as your humble host is concerned, a resounding yes. I gotta go wash my hands. And if that makes me a germaphobe, Howie Mandel, you and I are then brothers. That would be a good guess to get. Let's keep that in mind, folks. You know, if he's willing to talk about this, somebody make a note of that. All right, as we head to break here, stay with us. This is America Weekend, and I'm a clean Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Bob was old and sick, so one morning when he was cold to the touch, his family called their private mortuary to take him away. But 6 hours later, Bob woke up in a refrigerated morgue. He was pretty upset, and he sued the mortuary for professional negligence, reasoning that a mortuary business should be able to tell if their clients are, in fact, dead. How did this case turn out? The Final Verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Negligence requires a breach of duty owed and damages resulting from that breach. Since there were none, the mortuary was not liable for assuming Bob was dead. And that's the final verdict.
Think Green.
Harrison with you. Some time ago, we reported on a Mother Jones investigation that showed reports of climate change-related mass suicides of Arctic lemmings were, in fact, erroneous. But many species appear now in danger of extinction from global warming and rapid habitat loss. In fact, many Arctic species, from flowering plants to insects, even birds, are crippled by springtime arriving a full month earlier than just 10 years ago. An example, walruses used to haul out and rest on ice, yet walruses found so little ice last year that 40,000 of them went ashore on Russia's Arctic coast, where up to 4,000 died in walrus stampedes. While the image of that sounds kind of comedic, experts do worry that artificially land-based walruses will be stripping coastal waters of food ultimately.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.